A Jewish Journal article. This Israeli musician had 9 family members taken hostage on October 7. The American Friends of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, AFIPO, hosted an event on May 13 announcing the Israel Philharmonic's upcoming season, which includes performances for evacuees and IDF soldiers. The gala, held at the Fairmont Century Plaza, featured some memorable moments. 5-time Grammy-nominated singer and pianist Michael Feinstein performing standards from the Great Jewish American Songbook, with members of the Israel Philharmonic, and a moving speech by this year's honoree, the Recording Academy CEO Harvey Mason Jr. But it was Israeli singer, songwriter or Sela performing Hatikva that made the strongest impression. Sela has endured unspeakable pain and loss over the past half year. 3 family members were murdered on October 7. 9 family members were taken hostage by Hamas. 8 of them were released. 1 still remains in Gaza. Sela, born Orion Stone, channeled his grief into music to amplify the voices of hostage families. But it took about 6 weeks and 2 trips halfway across the planet to get there. It may have been the longest span of time Sela had gone without playing any music. Before one event in Chicago, there was a beautiful soul of a person that hosted us in his home for a little getaway from all the intense schedule that we had been in, and there was a piano there, Sela told the journal. It was a group of family members, 3 representatives from each family. And we connected so deeply. So I played 2 songs there, and it opened a river of emotions that we held back. This is the power of music. And then after that, when we were in the US for the 2nd time, we were in the Bay Area, and there was an event with music and I asked, maybe I can do 1 song? And I did, after a few months with every day learning how to better explain ourselves. It was very intense every day, we'd have 3 meetings a day. So in between each, we spoke about the last meeting and what we said and what we can do to really emphasize what matters and how to convince the leaders to take action and also understand what is happening. So it was this very, very intense studying that no one in our family has had to do in their lives, how to be interviewed, how to speak with a crowd, and then I got excused for that event. My sister and cousin got the speaking part, and I just got the playing part. At that event in the Bay Area, Sela performed a new original song in Hebrew that he calls a pure emotional love song. It resonated so much and responses were for something that I didn't see before at so many events, Sela said. And then I understood that the music has to continue and that the power of not just words, but the power of music and the fact that no one can put defenses through that. It goes straight into your heart. I understood at that moment that I needed to do advocacy with my music. Sela comes from a musical family. His father, David "Dudu" Sela, was a renowned cellist and music professor in Israel. Sela picked up piano at age 6 and began playing bass guitar at age 12. After playing in several bands during his high school years, Sela played in the Israeli Defense Forces band during his compulsory service. He was working as a music producer when his life was upended last year. The Israel Philharmonic is mighty important to Sela. Michael Heron, who played first cello for the Israel Philharmonic, was his father's best friend. When Sela shared his experiences at the Hostage Family Forum in Tel Aviv in January, he met Ross Buckley, co-chair of the AFIPO Young Patrons Circle. Sela and Buckley connected immediately. Buckley was so moved by Sela's story and music that he and fellow co-chair Jared Schlesinger knew they had to bring him to Los Angeles. He's a music artist who's been using his craft to amplify the voices of the hostage families. All their hope and heartbreak. Ever since October 7, Buckley told the journal. I have 2 great passions in life. The arts and Israel, and the Philharmonic dovetails the 2. More than just chords on a scale, music inspires a chord at scale, and the Philharmonic, through its role as cultural ambassador, embodies this principle. Schlesinger, a classical oboe player and film and television production professional, shared a similar sentiment. I fundamentally feel like music demonstrates our humanity, our resilience, our freedom, Schlesinger told the journal. The Israeli Philharmonic is representative of the soul of the Jewish people. Sela's performance at the gala was a testament to his resilience and commitment to using music as a force for good. Performing Hatikva was incredibly personal for me, Sela said. The lyrics speak of hope and freedom, which are more important now than ever. I wanted to convey that even in the darkest times, there is hope. Going to an event of the Philharmonic on the other side of the planet and getting on stage to speak, it's about what makes us human, and it's what music is about.